T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Here we go. You are just in time. We begin the fourth and final hour, the Bobby Mack Show, here on Cyber Monday. But it bears a remarkable resemblance to the previous 3 hours, at least in one regard. Let's do that. Just grab your phone. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number. It is 800-347-1063. If you prefer to text me, you would need the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307, and my email address, bob@1063word.com. By the way, Thanksgiving, I know, is a busy time. You may not have had an opportunity to hear Bill O'Reilly's hour-long interview with President Trump, which played here on Thanksgiving morning, but you can still access it on our website. A pretty interesting interview. Just go to 1063WORD.com, and you will see a logo there for Bill O'Reilly's interview with President Trump, and you can listen to that at your leisure, as they say. By the way, speaking of the president, you know that over the last day or so, Lisa Page, right, the former DOJ FBI lawyer, now has come to her own defense, claiming, somewhat hypocritically, that she is the victim. Here, she's been victimized by the bad orange man, President Donald Trump. She did this big interview at the lefty website, The Daily Beast, where she painted herself essentially as suffering from PTSD. That would be, Trump derangement syndrome, prior Trump, post-Trump derangement syndrome, or perhaps post-struck derangement syndrome, one or the other. Well, the president, as he is prone to do, president, as you know, is a counterpuncher of some note, President Trump hit back today after former FBI lawyer Lisa Page went to the Daily Beast to break her silence over the controversy involving her infamous Trump-bashing text messages and emails with former FBI Special Agent Peter Strzok. While a prior Justice Department Inspector General's report did not find that Page's political leanings affected her work, right, they reached a different conclusion regarding Strzok, who has since been terminated. Both had worked on the investigations of Hillary Clinton's private email server and the Trump campaign's possible ties to Russian election interference, and Trump has long cited their text messages as evidence that federal officials had it in for him from the start. Quote, when Lisa Page, the lover of Peter Strzok, talks about being crushed and how innocent she is, ask her to read Peter's insurance policy text to her just in case Hillary loses. Also, why were the lover's text messages scrubbed after he left Mueller? Where are they, Lisa? Trump alluding to Page's assertion that she found it crushing to see what the FBI has become under the Trump administration, claiming that the agency no longer adheres to its principles of truth and independence. He fired back with a reference to Strzok's message to her during the 2016 campaign that mentioned an insurance policy just in case he won. Page has claimed in the past that this merely referred to the Russia investigation, which was already underway. That was the FBI's Operation Crossfire Hurricane. I guess they get that name from a lyric from a Rolling Stones song. Trump concluded his tweet by asking why text messages between Strzok and Page were scrubbed after he left Mueller. The DOJ's Inspector General investigation confirmed that thousands of text messages between the two were lost. Well, that was convenient. After Strzok was removed from then special counsel Robert Mueller's team, but concluded this was the result of a faulty message collection system that had plagued for the FBI for years and not any foul play. Well, that's certainly convenient. The interview comes just days before a widely anticipated new report from the DOJ Inspector General Michael Horowitz into possible FBI misconduct is expected to be released. Horowitz has reportedly found that an unidentified lower-level FBI lawyer falsified a key document used to obtain the secret FISA court surveillance warrants against a former Trump advisor. You know what's one of the things that's stunning about this? Peter Strzok was the FBI's top counter-espionage guy. He ran the counter-espionage division. And his tradecraft was so good that his wife found out about his affair with Lisa Page from his cell phone. What an idiot. So whatever happens to these people is well deserved. Bobby, off the text line, Bobby, please explain to me all of this BS about Nadler or whoever inviting the White House to participate in their own lynching. As I understand it, if I'm a suspect in a crime, I have the right to know that anything I say will be used against me. You do. That's taking the Fifth Amendment. I also have the right to avoid self-incrimination. Doesn't the White House and the president have that same right? No. No, the president has no rights at all in this kangaroo court. Bobby, I figured out why all these coaches get so much money and keep getting paid off, losing their jobs. They all work for liberal schools. Laugh out loud from Katie. Yeah. Here's your participation check for millions of dollars. So, yeah, the White House did essentially tell Jerry Nadler, the head of the House Judiciary Committee, who invited the president of the White House to take part in their Star Chamber proceeding. I think their reply was something like, go pound sand. White House counsel Pat Cipollone wrote a 5-page letter to nattering Nabob Nadler on Sunday, rejecting participation in what he called a baseless and highly partisan impeachment inquiry. Nadler had given the president and his lawyers until 6 p.m. to respond to a request to participate in the opening hearing of the Judiciary Committee's inquiry on Wednesday, focusing on constitutional and legal issues. Well, there's nothing constitutional about it to this point. Democrats had prepared 4 witnesses unnamed as of Sunday. They were reportedly in favor of impeachment. Gee, what a surprise. Separately, Nadler gave the White House a deadline of Friday, December 6th, to participate in the broader inquiry. The White House said the Democrats' process violates all past historical precedent, basic due process rights, and fundamental fairness. Yeah, they do all of those things. But, of course, you know, this is all in an effort to remove bad orange men. So anything goes, right? 6:15 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back. Still to come, Boneheads here on Cyber Monday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back. 6:22 now here on the Bobby Mack Show, the Cyber Monday edition. Great to have you along. So poor Lisa Page, she's the victim in this, you know. She's being picked on by the president of the United States. She's being made fun of by the president at his campaign rallies, talking about her email and text communications with the man with whom she was having an affair, Peter Strzok. You know, maybe one of the most telling moments in those previous hearings about all this was when Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan, when Strzok was testifying, talked about how smug Mr. Strzok looked while he was testifying. And Jim Jordan said something to the effect of, I'm paraphrasing, but did you use that same look when you lied to your wife about having the affair? Lisa Page, in this Daily Beast self-serving article, insisting that when she was assigned to the Hillary Clinton email probe, she knew, quote, the case was going to get picked apart and that Director Comey was very clear he wanted this completed as soon as humanly possible and outside of the political environment. Uh-huh. So there was a real focus to get it done before the conventions that were happening that summer, and so that's what we did. Well, as the FBI was preparing to interview Clinton at her home at the close of the email probe, Page sent her lover, Peter Strzok, a text message that suggested she was concerned about the political impact of the investigation when she texted, quote, one more thing, she might be our next president, Page wrote to Strzok, February 24th, 2016. The last thing you need us going in there loaded for bear, you think she's going to remember or care that it was more DOJ than FBI? And Strzok responded, agreed. So if you ever need any more evidence that one set of laws for Hillary and another for everybody else, there it is in stark black and white. Look, you know, you got to treat Hillary with kid gloves here, or you'll find yourself a victim of Arkanside. Horowitz, the DOJ inspector general, noted in an initial report last year that Strzok and Page's anti-Trump texts were, quote, not only indicative of a biased state of mind, but even more seriously implies a willingness to take official action to impact the presidential candidate's electoral prospects. You think? Comey's firing shortly after Trump took office, Page said, was totally within the authority of the president, but at the same time was unprecedented and unimaginable given the circumstances. It was horrible, Page said. It was a devastating moment at the FBI. It was like a funeral, only worse, because at least when someone dies, you get to come together and celebrate and talk about that person. He was still alive, but he was inaccessible to us. It jolted the ranks in the investigation. It was so abrupt. He was there one day and gone the next. The president fired him with the knowledge that, of course, we were investigating Russian contacts with his campaign. It just gave the aura of an obstructive effort. See, again, they're going back saying that this is obstruction of justice, which is nonsense. Most of the Russian ads ran after the election anyway. Page said that when internal DOJ investigators said she was under investigation for anti-Trump text messages, she had no idea what they were talking about, and maintained, as Strzok has, that she's capable of celebrating her personal life from work. Yeah, that's why she warned Strzok to tread carefully with Hillary, because she'd be the next president, right? Last month, the DOJ releasing documents outlining a slew of security violations and flagrantly unprofessional conduct by Strzok, including his alleged practice of keeping sensitive FBI documents on his unsecured personal electronic devices, even as his wife gained access to his cell phone and discovered that he was having an affair with Lisa Page. Although Strzok claimed to have double-deleted sensitive FBI materials from his personal devices, his wife nonetheless apparently found evidence of his affair on his cell phone, including photographs and a hotel reservation ostensibly used for a romantic encounter. Strzok didn't consent to turning over the devices for review, according to the DOJ, even as he acknowledged using Apple's iMessenger service for some FBI work. My wife has my phone, read an angry note, but didn't send you. That is her calling from my phone. She says she wants to talk to you. Said we were close friends and nothing more, said one of Strzok's text messages to Page. That's your story, right? This is a guy who's the head of counterespionage at the FBI, and this is the best he can do. Lisa Page sent back, "Your wife left me a voicemail. Am I supposed to respond? She thinks we're having an affair." Gee, I wonder where she got that idea. "Should I call and correct her understanding?" In other words, should I call her back and lie to her? "Leave this to you to address," Page responded. Strzok's wife allegedly threatened to send Page's husband some of the photographs from Strzok's phone. Gulp. Strzok then wrote, "I don't know. I said we were close friends and nothing more. She knows I sent you flowers. I said you were having a tough week." This is the guy the FBI picks as a head of counterespionage. Yeah. "Said we were close friends and nothing more." Yeah, I know that when Moneypenny, for instance, is having a tough week, or Little Annie is having a tough week, I always send them flowers. Don't I, Moneypenny, typically send you guys flowers when you're having a tough week?
Every time.
See, without fail. God. This guy is dumber than a box of rocks. And he's the former head of counterespionage. I wonder how the Ruskies and the Chinese are making out against us these days. Are you kidding? The espionage unit in Islamabad is reading everything. Forget that. The Portuguese have got everything. Ivory Coast, they've all cracked us as well. Yeah. This is the best and the brightest, right up there. Top floor, the FBI. 6:30 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Lee's ready to go filling in for Annie in the news center. And don't worry, Lee, if you ever have a tough week, I'll send you flowers as well. Be right back.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Side effects may include drowsiness and loss of appetite.
Oh, I certainly hope not, especially here at supper time. 6:36 now, 24 before 7 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Little Annie out with a little bug today, and so Lee doing double duty and yeoman-like work, doing, as we say, both drives. Morning drive with Tara, and then stumbling back in here this afternoon to fill in, and nicely done. Thanks, Lee. We appreciate it. There was a piece written back November 21st by Roger Simon. He writes usually at PJ Media, and he also writes at the Epoch Times, E-P-O-C-H, the Epoch Times. Biden family corruption allegations metastasize. And, of course, we already know that the tough guy Joe got out there bragging about how he got the prosecutor in Ukraine fired, who was investigating the company of which his son was a member of the board of directors. Roger writing, it's obvious Joe Biden, who is only running for the presidency, cannot be impeached. But were he to win that exalted office, the case for his immediate impeachment would dwarf Donald Trump's, if we are to believe Interfax Ukraine. Dateline Kiev or Kyiv, November 20th, Interfax Ukraine. Some $16.5 million received by Hunter Biden, the son of former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden, as payment from Burisma, that's the energy company over there, was stolen from Ukrainian citizens, Member of Parliament Andrei Derkach has said. Derkach said at a press conference at the Kiev-based Interfax Ukraine news agency that on November 14, the Prosecutor General's Office, the PGO, announced a new suspicion to the owner of Burisma, former Ecology Minister Mykola Zlochevsky. Ecology Minister? Boy, those Eastern Europeans have a sense of humor, but we'll let that go for the moment. Far more important and disturbing details about this accusation emerge from the Interfax reports. There are two from the same press conference. But first, in fairness, who is Interfax and can we trust them? They are originally a Russian news company, now worldwide, that was established during Perestroika and generally took a liberal line against the conservatives who wished to preserve the old USSR. Still, like most Russian organizations, they're probably infiltrated by intelligence agencies, and their reporting must be regarded with some skepticism. But that's true of all outlets, isn't it? Including, as we've learned, the New York Times and the Washington Post, who have recently lied their way to Pulitzer Prizes. But back to Interfax. Quote, Ukrainian members of parliament have demanded the presidents of Ukraine and the United States, Zelensky and Trump, investigate suspicions of the legalization of $7.4 billion by the family of former President Yanukovych through the American investment firm Franklin Templeton Investments, which they said has ties to the U.S. Democratic Party. Meanwhile, Member of Parliament Derkach said that several facts indicate Franklin Templeton Investments' relationship with the U.S. Democrat Party. The son of Templeton's founder, John Templeton Jr., was one of President Obama's major campaign donors. Another fund-related character is Thomas Donilon, managing director of BlackRock Investment Institute, shareholder in Franklin Templeton Investments, which has the largest share in the fund. It's noteworthy that he previously was Obama's national security advisor, Dirkich said. Obama's national security advisor, wow. As H.L. Mencken famously put it, when somebody says it's not about the money, it's about the money. Whatever one thinks of Interfax, this is a report of a press conference by members of the Ukrainian parliament whose accusations merit investigation by our Justice Department and, yes, theirs. That Joe Biden at this point seems unlikely to be the Democrat Party nominee is beside the point. This speaks to the very nature of the impeachment inquiry currently before us. Did Donald Trump have good reason to be suspicious of Ukraine's treatment of him before and during the election? Our Republican friends keep telling us that all these theories have been debunked. Oh, yeah? By whom? Mostly by them and their allies in the media. And if that's true, and if the Ukrainian parliament members at the press conference are even roughly correct that the levels of corruption between Ukraine and the U.S. reached $7.5 billion, the impeachment hearings are no more than a pathetic sideshow. The mainstream media is, with some reluctance, starting to understand this. Reuters had a report the day or two following. Ukraine has widened its investigation into the founder of energy company Burisma to include suspicion of embezzling state funds. The prosecutor said they have now suspected of the theft of government funds on an especially large scale, but did not provide evidence or details. The investigation is effectively on hold because the Ukrainian authorities can't determine Zlochevsky's whereabouts. That's the former prosecutor general, the guy that was suspected of corruption. So the more we learn, the more it becomes more and more seamy. And I think it was right to quote H.L. Mencken, when everybody says it's not about the money. Yeah, right. Bobby, this is Paul from Moonville. You know, listening to your show really upsets me because Trump had a diplomatic phone call and now is being barbecued. And this guy with Lisa Page, Peter Strzok, had an affair and they hide the fact. Come on, man. Where's the balance? Why aren't they going after these two with a vengeance? By the way, I am Azorean, the volcanic islands off the coast of Portugal on the way to New York. We are Portuguese. Laugh out loud. Thank you. Appreciate that. And they also have access to all the FBI and DOJ emails, I'm sure. Nothing against anybody else. Sincerely, Bobby Mack and Lee Rogers on the same show, a mean team. I would agree. Bob, that was Louis Gohmert. Telling about the smug face on there. Yeah, he and Strzok was pretty smug looking as well. Quarter before seven here on the Bobby Mack Show. Got to take a quick break here up against the clock. And when we come back, the Cyber Monday edition of Boneheads in the News, including an insult to, of all people, Santa. That's on the way next. Boom, 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 boom. 6:50, 10 before 7 here in the Bobby Mack Show. The closing minutes as we get ready to wrap up shop here on Cyber Monday. First of all, in off the text line, Bobby, most of Elizabeth Warren, that's Princess Liar Watha, Pocahontas, Most of Elizabeth Warren's fortune came from working as a corporate lawyer for several large corporations. Yeah, doesn't surprise me. Bob, I texted you a month or so ago about hanging my 3x5 Trump 2020 flag, waiting for the HOA to shut me down. Wow, didn't take long. I had a neighbor screaming at me from her golf cart, "I don't like your flag." Too bad. Okay, here we go. Time for today's edition of
Boneheads in the News.
Yes, here on Cyber Monday. This is somewhat embarrassing, to say the least. Newspaper in Canada, they ran an ad that had a typo. The Comox Valley Record, British Columbia, recently ran an ad that said, "Come and bring the kids and have photos with Satan." What is it? The Pentagram Press? Is that what it is? The Comox Valley Record published an editorial apologizing for the lack of attention to detail, but not before a photo of the typo went viral on social media. The mistake appeared in an ad for a Christmas parade. Children able to get their photos taken with old Saint Nick, not Satan. There's no excuse for it. We aren't about to use this space to make any. The same number of eyes proof the ad as with anything that runs through the ad and production departments. But there it is, Christmas parade. Come have pictures taken with Satan. Hooves and all, I guess. Holy cow. Guy in Florida, I can't even call this story irony. It's more like fate. 56-year-old Sergio Ferreira from Largo, Florida, had a bumper sticker that says, "Don't drink and drive." Yeah, I see that look on your face. You know already where this is going. Sure enough, Friday night, driving his truck, rear-ended a car at a stoplight. When the cops got there, yeah, old Sergio had been overserved. He admitted he'd had, quote, four 18 to 20 ounce cans of Busch Light. And so he was arrested for, driving while intoxicated. Speaking of driving, guy in Pennsylvania get into a fight last week with his sister about who is going to ride shotgun. His sister or his girlfriend? Well, things went physical, and when the cops intervened, they got into a high-speed chase with him. Both he and his sister wound up getting arrested as a result. And, of course, there was Black Friday, so we put together our collection of Black Friday chaos for you. If you missed it, lucky you.
Oh, he's gonna handle some wax, honey.
Yeah, it's another Black Friday beatdown as usual. Now this is not something that happens every day. Yeah, I got stopped for speeding. Remember the turkey that was following along after the postman the other day? I don't know what it is. It's like the turkeys are launching a counterattack. While the cop is trying to give this guy a ticket, this turkey is intervening on his behalf. Listen here.
I stopped you for your speed right over here. Okay. Oh, I'm gonna come over there. Here. You're not getting a ticket. We don't want you to get a ticket.
Yeah, go ahead. Take off, pal. I got problems with this. We decided to add the movie trailer music behind it just to dress it up a little bit as well. This is somewhat unusual as well. We don't often hear about something like this happening. A 17-year-old girl in Phoenix got locked out of her parents' house and decided it would be easy to get back in by going down the chimney.
She was panicking. She was like, I don't know what to do. Call 911. Like, she was panicking. She couldn't breathe or nothing. She thought of the chimney going down the chimney, but I didn't know it was blocked on the bottom. So she went down the chimney and she got stuck. She started freaking out. I don't know what we were thinking. They were so mad. They were really, really mad.
I guess. And finally, two women in New Jersey got into a fight in the grocery store last week. One had too many items in the express line. The other called her out on it. They got into a fist fight and both ended up arrested for disorderly conduct. That's all the conduct that I have time for today. Thanks so much for being along. See you tomorrow. God bless.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Well, kids, that's our show for today. And now, in the words of Mr. Cole Porter, every time we say goodbye, goodbye.
You say goodbye, and I say hello.
Hello, I must be going. I must be going.
So long, farewell, our feet are saying goodbye. I leave and heave a sigh and say goodbye.
Goodbye.
I'll be back.
Goodbye to you.
Goodbye. Till our next show. Goodbye from us to you.
This concludes our broadcast day.
Goodbye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.